Let's all go to the lobby. 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 Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinema Shakedown, the weekly podcast that functions as a grab bag for all things film. I am your host, Kyle Craigbaum.
And I'm your other host, Jordan Dennett.
Jordan Dennett.
Jordan Dennett. I'm Jordan Dennett. My name's Jeff.
His brain's broken today.
Would you say that my brain is missing?
Yes.
And we have to go searching for it.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
We are going to be talking about the what's the genre called? Screen Life.
It's a thriller.
Screen Life.
Oh. I didn't know there was a name for it.
Yeah, there's a name for like the computer movie. It's called Screen Life. It's a Screen Life duo about solving like these missing person cases, but they're all told through computer screens, and we're going to be talking about both of those.
Apple, I want to go out and buy a MacBook right now.
Right now for FaceTime.
Yes.
Before we get into that, how are you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing okay, man. How are you doing? Do you watch anything?
Oh God.
How's The Last of Us?
Oh, lovely, fucking fantastic.
Wonderful.
The best video game adaptation. Like, not that there's a lot of fucking competition.
Listen, I don't know, man. Mortal Kombat 1995 is pretty fucking good.
It's fun.
I might need some convincing on that one.
It's really cool to see how they're completely nailing it.
Word.
And to know that, like, it's the creator remixing his own work is just fun. He's like, you know what?
You know, I'm gonna switch some stuff around.
And it's cool that they have the gift of, like, a foresight that they know where the story is going in part two, so they can, like, lay the tracks much earlier.
Are you excited for when they eventually get to part two and it pisses everyone off?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Hell yeah, I am. Besides that, I didn't watch any movies, I don't think. No, I just watched these two this week.
I rewatched Birdman last night. I think that's the only other thing I watched extracurricularly. Oh, yeah. It's a masterpiece. I've only ever seen the Revenant in terms of Alejandro Iñárritu movies, but no, it's incredible. It's as far as like biting satires of Hollywood and actors and the studio system go, and like what it means to make real art and everything. No, it's cool. And especially, you know, coming from the perspective of an actor and everything, like just seeing that world. Every backstage experience I've ever had, Kyle, is exactly like that movie. It's just jazz drums going crazy all the time. The camera. That's a Lubezki joint, isn't it?
Yeah, he shot that, right?
Wonderful. Yes, some of my favorite cinematography all time. Might be my favorite script of all time. Honestly, it's up there with like The Social Network and shit. I think that movie is just incredible. Michael Keaton gives a powerhouse performance for the ages. I think his struggle for relevancy and adoration and love is so relatable and so relevant. And I think the movie has aged incredibly well, given what it has to say about
the commentary,
like,
about superhero.
Yeah, all that. There's that whole bit where he's trying to get another actor for his show. He's like, Michael Fassbender, oh, he's an X-Men. It's fucking, they're going through all this shit. It's just like, it's good shit, man. If you haven't seen Birdman, check it out. It's like the only time in my life my favorite movie of that year has won Best Picture. It's the only time the Oscars have ever gotten anything right, ever.
What was your favorite movie of 2019?
Uncut Gems.
Oh, okay.
Certainly wasn't fucking, whatever won that year. Parasite.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I had...
You were thinking Green Book.
I was thinking Green Book.
Jesus.
No, Parasite's great, but my favorite movie of the year was Uncut Gems.
Okay.
Also watch Uncut Gems, if you haven't seen that. Uncut Gems is great. But yeah, Birdman, 5 out of 5. That movie's incredible. Masterpiece.
Hell yeah. Let's get into some movies.
Let's get into some fucking motion pictures, shall we? Let's just jump right into it.
So we're going to go back in time to 2018 this year.
Whoa.
Phenomenal year for movies.
That's true.
One of the best year for movies I've seen. So.
Spider-Verse. Mission Impossible 6.
Paddington.
Green Book.
Okay, well.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Jesus Christ.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Let's just talk about Searching.
Did the Nutcracker come out that year?
Maybe?
The Nutcracker in the Four Realms? Do you remember the Nutcracker in the Four Realms?
I remember it coming out. I didn't watch it.
Wasn't that, like, directed by someone? Isn't that, like, a Robert Zemeckis joint or something? I know it's not him, but it's, like, it's someone like that.
Just look it up.
Might be making shit up.
The Nutcracker. Joe Johnson.
Yeah! It's Captain America Jurassic Park 3 guy.
Joe Johnson and Lasse Hallström.
Who?
He directed, What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh.
Yeah, so like two like directors that have made
and they combined their forces of genius together to give us the Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Let our powers combine.
Did that come out in 2018 though?
Yes.
Look at that. Yeah, great year for film.
I mean So Searching came out. And Searching follows our main character played by John Cho.
His name is Hank.
His name is Hank.
John.
His name is David.
Paul. Is it David? Yeah, fuck it. He calls him David. Yeah, David.
And his daughter, Margot, one day goes missing.
Yes.
And it's essentially phone calls and FaceTime calls and scrolling through web pages, him trying to figure out...
Unravel the mystery of what happened to his daughter.
Of what happened to his daughter. Yeah, this isn't the first film to take place like entirely on a computer screen. Obviously, yeah, we had an Unfriended and stuff like that. But like you said, this is the most innovative member of that genre.
It also
pushes it forward.
It never the gimmick never gets away gets in the way of the story being told. Like I'm astounded about how well it serves. Like what they're trying to do here and everything. Like it never, there's never a moment of like where the suspension of disbelief is taken away.
And I think that comes down to how brilliant the editing is.
Yeah,
I think
of the best editing ever, maybe. Honestly,
it's so much, and you can. It must have been so tedious to put together because obviously not these clips weren't filmed on actual FaceTime. They like, put them in like fake FaceTime like windows and stuff. So it's mostly visual effects.
I think we were talking about this. I bet the shoot for this was so easy, but
for the actors,
the editing was probably so fucking hard for this. The editing room was sweaty, hot.
But yeah, I don't think I said it in plain terms. I love this movie. I think it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
I think that John Cho is so good in it. He looks so sad.
Yeah, very sad, very tired.
And the pacing is relentless. It just moves. It's always giving you new information.
Just when you think like the mystery has run dry, gone cold, always adds another element there, and you're never bored. You're always pulled right back into the world.
And there's so many little, like, background elements and Easter eggs, like, shown on the screen that makes rewatches really valuable because of how good the editing is. And it's just a really tightly conceived mystery where by the end you're like, oh,
that's it. All right.
A lot of good red herrings.
I love the way it, like, reincorporates elements, too, and shit. Like.
Both of these movies do reincorporation really well. And it's just like it's so tightly paced, it's so it's just I feel like I'm repeating myself already.
Switching.
But yeah, the performances. What this has over Missing, and for me, is the performances.
Yeah. John Cho is a better actor than Storm Reid. I don't think that should come as a surprise to anyone.
Even his brother is really good.
Yeah. Like the
detective's good. It's just all around a really solid movie. I think.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for Missing.
4.5.
Or for Searching. Fuck! I'm gonna do that several times throughout this show.
4 out of 5 for Searching. 4.5 for me. I fucking love this movie.
Yeah.
So the mystery. You find out.
She's in a ravine.
You find out that the detective that has been helping him all along, is the one.
So she
covering up.
So his daughter was out like getting high one night or something, and then the son of the detective, who's implied to be like have some sort of mental condition,
and is kind of stalker,
kind of like accosted her. He didn't have any like violent intentions. He was trying to like give her something or something like that, and she like ran, and it was dark. She tripped and fell into a fucking ravine, and so the detective, the mom, like tries to cover it up, and they foreshadow that so well with the story about her covering up for her son, like, stealing from the neighborhood, like, earlier in the movie and shit like that.
And when you look back, you see all the ways she railroaded him in terms of, like, giving him information that, like, is false.
Yep.
And
you John Cho, like, being the POV character, like, you're thrown for all these loops with him, so it makes it all that more, like, emotionally investing.
That's what I think the most successful part of these movies is the fact that it is so good at, you are along with this character. You figure out things with them. The POV of, like, the computer is so valuable for that.
It makes a lot of sense that, like, for a movie with a strong POV, they quite literally make it a POV movie.
Right.
Why does nobody answer calls on phones in this movie? Or these movies. They're always answering FaceTime calls on their computers. Who does that?
There's more phone calls in this one than Missing.
Sure. That's like one problem I do have with both of them. Like, why is everyone answering so many FaceTime calls on their computer? What's going on here?
In both movies, there are definitely elements that are kind of heightened.
There are some things you kind of have to forget.
Melodramatic.
Like, yeah, but, like, it's a movie. It's supposed to be. Like,
yeah, and the gimmick is kind of rolled into it so well that I want to watch more of these.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch 80 more of these.
More of these Ing movies.
Stay tuned for Looking.
Looking. But, like, just such a great gimmick, great performances,
it's
great mystery.
Such a good gimmick, they decided to do it a second time.
Second time. So, yeah, 4 out of 5 for him, 4.5 for me, Scherzing. Now, Missing. This one is still in theaters.
Go see it!
So, this one, instead of the daughter going missing, it's a daughter trying to find her mom.
The mom's gone missing.
And our main character is Storm Reed.
Her character's name is Alex.
Alex.
I don't know. That's not correct, I'm guessing.
June.
Oh, fuck!
And her mom, Grace goes missing.
June Bug.
And, yeah, this is... So, the director of the first one left, and the editors of the first one took the reins as directors on this one.
Which is good, because the energy and the flow remains very consistent. Like,
editing is just as good in this movie.
I was about to say, like, you might as well. Like, that's just basically just cutting out the middle, man, at that point. Like,
yeah. The editing is just as good in this film. In fact, there are some sequences that are very impressive.
Yeah.
The party scene is incredible.
But I also think, I think maybe losing that director might be why the performances in this one aren't quite as strong.
Yeah, they might not be. Yeah,
like
I feel like there
might be something to that.
So what I will say about Missing is, compared to the first one, or Searching, it is a little more trashy.
Yes.
It's a little more of, like, a teenage kind of film.
My only issue with this, like, my only, like, real issue is that it's just not as good as the first one, and it's just not as special, which is not the movie's fault, but it's just, it's a factor you can't deny. Like, it is, for all intents and purposes, doing the same thing, which, that luster is lost on me a little bit the second time, but, like, not enough to fucking, like, it's still rad as hell. Like, this still works, like, so well.
It's not as good as Missing. It lacks, like...
It's not as good as Searching.
God damn it!
I told you!
It's not as good as Searching. It lacks some of the heart of that movie.
Yes, but
it makes up
said,
for it with an awesome mystery where it kept me guessing even more so than the first
one.
This is unpredictable.
This one goes a little more bonkers, like, global scale than the first one.
I know.
Which I appreciate.
We're going to get into it later. A lot of people are not buying the final twist. I thought it was fucking insane.
I liked it. I didn't buy it at first, but the more it got into it, the more I was kind of like, all right, I'm on board with this. Fuck it. Whatever.
But, yeah, there are a lot of... I guess they used a lot of the popular ones in the first movie, so they go out of the way to, like, find weird websites that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And there's some fun ones. I like, there's a scene involving Google Translate that I thought was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene,
she's on, like, some like, VPN encrypted, like, WhatsApp type deal talking to a guy.
Yeah, there's a, oh, gosh. She uses, like... You hire people in, like, a foreign country to, like, cook you clean, but she's using them to, like, find security cam.
She's hacking into Gmail accounts and shit.
Nobody has two-factor authentication.
Not a single person. Not even tech CEO Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's fun.
Javi the Goat, though.
Javi the Goat. Great character. But yeah, this one, again, the mystery kept me guessing. Every time I was like, oh, I know where this is going. Yeah, I'd be like, wait, what the fuck is... What are we doing?
It's... Yeah. No, it's good shit.
And it leads to fun, and there's a lot of good callbacks in the third act, too.
There's a fun reference to Searching in this one.
Yeah, the performances take a hit, for sure, but they're not, like, awful. They're just... No. They're fine.
No.
And they're also not the reason you're here for this one.
This one, the performances aren't as strong, and it's just a little trashier than the first one.
For sure.
Other than that, I think it's a pretty worthy successor. 3.5 out of 5. This was fun.
4 out of 5, I thought it was awesome. And I want to get into the spoilers.
Let's get into it, the bonkers shit. My man Kevin gets shot by la policia.
Yes. So essentially, the first scene of the movie is the mom on a computer,
mm-hmm.
and she's watching an old vacation video of her daughter and her dad. And then at one point near the end, his like nose starts to bleed.
Yeah,
and she cuts the clip and clips it, and then kind of puts it in a folder. And you see like his medical history. It's like, oh, he had an aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
You find out later that she was clipping that clip because he's actually an abusive asshole.
Yes, he is.
And she was lying to her daughter. He is not dead, but she had like a restraining order and he had went to prison. And yeah. So like all those files had been locked about who they are.
Mm.
And their names are changed and everything. He's still alive.
He's out there.
He's the one that kidnapped the mom with the help of Kevin.
He stages it and makes it look like they went
missing. Because he was in prison with Kevin.
Yeah, they stage it and make it look like they went missing on vacation. And that's how the daughter gets wind of it, because she was like supposed to go pick him up. And then she's like, wait a minute, like what's going on here? That's what spurs her onto the investigation.
And they get kidnapped too. And so the whole climax of this movie is on like security cam.
It's like them trying to break out of the dad's like the house, like his fucking compound.
And
gets a shard of glass plunked into his neck.
Saying that twist out loud is wild.
Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's crazy. But again, with that opening scene and with the little breadcrumbs sprinkled throughout, they justify themselves.
They give the twist enough time to like breathe. There are consequences for what happens. Like the twist doesn't come right at the very... It's not like the dad is revealed and then like immediately is killed. Like there's like actual like dialogue and the character's like real with that and everything. So the it feels... Because it's given that time to like kind of blossom, it feels like an organic part of the movie and not just like...
Exactly.
Oh, the dad was alive the whole time, you know? Like, it actually feels like it was, exactly. You know, intentional and good.
And he dies. Bro gets his throat
slit. It gets a fucking shard of glass plunged into his neck.
I love the callback to Siri.
Yeah, at the end, the way they get out, she calls 911. She left her phone at her house when her dad takes her, but it's right in front of... where the camera's watching, and so she looks into the camera at the house and does the Hey Siri thing, and the phone hears it over the... it's good shit. I love technology, man.
Yeah, I love the callback.
What is anti-Black Mirror? That's what this is.
I also love the reference to Searching in this one.
Yeah!
Searching has been turned into, like, a real-life Netflix...
They watch this fucking, like, Netflix true crime series, and the episode they're watching at one point is based on the first movie.
And she's got, like, a tab open, like, the differences between the real story and the Netflix special. It's like, that's awesome. That's funny.
I love world building. I love that shit.
Yeah, just connect all these damn movies. Those are so fun.
I'll watch another like 15 of these. Fuck yeah, yeah.
It's how I feel about Knives Out. Like,
make as many of these as you want, man. I'll see them.
But yeah, these movies rock. Go support this one.
And they probably cost like $4 to make.
Let's see.
What's the budget for Missing?
Let's see. What do we got here? But yeah.
Jamie, can we look that up on the computer?
Yes.
Thank you, Jamie.
That's our intern, Jamie.
Yeah, that's our guy.
$7 million.
Yeah, there you go. So that's basically $4 in movie money.
Yeah, sure.
Did you see Skinamarink made $1.5 million?
That's more than it costs.
Yeah, dude.
It costs like two cents.
We still need to watch that. We're gonna watch that the minute it drops on Shudder. Anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Yep. Movie rocks.
Both of these are really fun. I don't think Searching's available on anything. I rented it on Amazon. Check that one out if you can. Go see Missing if you can. They're both... If you're looking for like really fun, like, modern technology-based thrillers. I like, this is like I said, this is like the anti-Black Mirror. It's like It shows the power of technology to solve crime.
Absolutely. And it's definitely worth saying it's my favorite movie of the year so far. So, yay.
It's my second favorite movie of the year, I think.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Well, that's it.
That's the show. Short one this week.
Short one, only two movies.
But next week we're getting fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get weird with it.
If you like the podcast, you can follow it on Twitter and Instagram at Cinema Shakedown, and you can follow me personally on Twitter and Letterboxd at Kyle Craigbaum. That's KRIEGHBAUM.
And you can follow me.
Oh, shit.
You can follow me on Twitter at my name, J_Dennis, and on Instagram at that same username, and on my name, Jordan Dennis, at Letterboxd. Kyle. Tell the people what the fuck we're talking about next week.
So next week we have a fucking trip from Brandon Cronenberg coming out called Infinity Pool. So we're going to watch his first movie called Possessor.
And we're going to watch a couple of, maybe one or two other of the Cronenberg Senior. Maybe throw some in there. Because I don't know when we're going to have an opportunity to talk about Cronenberg again. So
we'll pop into that a little bit.
We're going to watch some weird body horror. Fucking, we can watch Scanners. I want to watch a head blow up.
Okay, if your pick is Scanners, I'll pick something for mine.
Fuck yeah. I don't know if I might pick The Fly. Those are like my two.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll decide then.
Alright. Thank you guys for listening. Adios.
Get the fuck out of here. What are you still doing? Get the fuck out! Get out! Now! Go!